This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is on his way back from a Mideast tour. He says the United States will remain engaged in the Mideast. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has a report.
At the end of his trip to the Middle East, President Biden spoke at a summit of Gulf leaders, as well as rulers from Iraq, Egypt, and Jordan.
Let me state clearly that the United States is going to remain an active, engaged partner in the Middle East.
And he said he's clear-eyed about challenges in the region.
We will not walk away and leave a vacuum to be filled by China, Russia, or Iran. We'll seek to build on this moment with active, principled American leadership.
During the summit, the president outlined the principles of his strategy for the Middle East, focusing on regional cooperation to stand up to threats. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sri Lanka's parliament met Saturday to begin the process of electing a new president, and a shipment of fuel arrived to provide some relief to the crisis-hit nation. On Tuesday, the legislature is expected to take nominations for the presidency, and a vote is set to take place on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's ousted president Gotabaya Rajapaksa says in his resignation letter that he took all possible steps to avert the economic crisis that has engulfed the island nation. He said Sri Lanka's financial crisis was rooted in years of economic mismanagement that predated his presidency and in the COVID-19 pandemic that drastically reduced Sri Lanka's tourist trade. His departure came after hundreds of thousands of anti-government protesters filled the streets of the capital, Colombo, and occupied his official residence and offices. After he resigned Thursday, they vacated the buildings in triumph. This is VOA News.